off a little.
A little off.
We were close, though.
Welcome to the podcast for Empathy and Imagination. My name is Aubrey Cloutier.
And I'm Drew Clark. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
We are on location at the Missouri Lounge.
Berkeley, California. Sunny August day. And we've got a nice show for you today. We've got some topics. We've got some updates. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you. Now, Missouri Lounge is actually named after the battleship, not the state.
That's right.
Yeah. An important distinction there. And if you watch, have you ever seen the movie Under Siege with Steven Seagal?
Oh, yeah.
They're on the Missouri.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and when Tommy Lee Jones comes in, you know, he's like the singer for the house band that comes in.
Yeah.
And, before the band starts playing, he's like, "Welcome everybody to the Missouri Lounge."
Is that true?
Yeah.
Shit, I didn't know that.
I think I was watching that movie recently, and you know, he said, "Welcome to the Missouri Lounge," and I was like, what?
That's where we are.
So thanks for joining us, everybody. Yeah. Thanks to Final Corp.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Final Corp.
Supporting the show. Do we have, you got any updates?
We do, yeah. I mean, gradient update?
You got a gradient update?
I mean, let's think, where we were last time. Let's do a little song, can we sing it in?
Sure.
Gradient update. So, last we checked in, stand by.
Last we checked in, they were enticing you, saying that you could have the front part, something, of the building. Same building, right? 999 West Cutting.
Yeah, we're still working on 999 West Cutting.
Okay.
I had a meeting with... actually, you joined me there later, too. With the person who claims to have, and I believe it's true, invented the genre deathcore.
Oh, Lars.
Lars.
Yes, he was on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I met with him, and then I got on the phone with the guitarist of the band All Shall Perish. They're pretty famous. I think. Have you heard of All Shall Perish?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah,
but
they're from here.
Can't say that I'm familiar with them. No. Now this is because.
It was because
you want to have rehearsal spaces.
That's right. We're looking at leasing the two spaces.
Now,
the
was that
originally saw.
Did I come up with that idea, or were you thinking that idea the whole time? I remember we sketched out a kind of. I mean, it doesn't matter who came up with it, but I remember doing a sketch of that, of sort of the field work setup, but with rehearsal
stage, rehearsal spaces.
Right,
yeah,
stage
yeah.
And rehearsal
you
spaces.
You made a really good drawing. I'm under the impression I came up with the idea. And shared it with you, and you made the great drawing. But maybe it was a co-idea. I don't know.
One of those things that just appeared.
Yeah, it is.
But it's a great idea. No matter who came up with it. So you have a big kind of warehousey space.
There's two of them essentially.
With a tasting room, mm-hmm. which means what?
Which means folks can come in, and we'll sell pints. Of our wares,
so
that'll be connected to the rehearsal space.
Yeah, because when I first heard that term, tasting room, I picture a tiny room.
Yeah,
serving like one shot at a time to one person at a time. But it's kind of like a bar light. It's like a diet bar.
Yeah, it's a diet bar. So there's only our brand of beer there. There's no other kind of alcohol there.
I see.
So we won't have any Legina tests. We won't have any field work.
That's what makes the tasting room. It's like just you're just purveying your own stuff.
That's right. So the owner is on board with that, and we're moving. The reason I was talking to the guitarist of All Shall Perish is because he's on board, with taking the first available lease at the rehearsal space.
Oh yeah.
He's like, oh man, I'll help you build
oh,
it.
Oh, put me down on the list too, man.
Oh, absolutely.
We get a room. Get a room and we'll be like, we got one.
We get the first one actually.
Yeah. Well, no, that'd be great. I'm so on board with that.
So he was like, I know all these bands. Between the bands Lars and the All Shall Perish Gentlemen know, it's full already.
Yeah.
And these are going to be moderately famous bands.
Just between the people you and I know, it's full.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, moderately famous bands is a good PR.
So, yeah, so we get to co-share like that kind of idea together. And they're sounding pretty excited, and I'm sounding excited.
Cool.
And Lars is, you all heard him before, he's a very kind man, and he's offered his services. He wants to help out and make it happen. You know, he's on board. So
I want to help build all this shit.
Yeah, I want to start. Oh, give me the hammer, man. Give me the hammer. Let's do this.
You know, Cluche means nail maker. I'm there.
Nice.
I'll make the nails. I'll pound the nails in.
So we got to drive a couple nails, no biggie. Run some wire. We've done it.
That's it.
And
Some walls.
Yeah, paint some walls.
Build some things with wood and nails.
Create locking mechanisms and camera systems that are somehow interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Bang-in Wi-Fi network.
I have ideas for all that shit.
Cool. I definitely could use your help with the whole security setup IT thing.
And you'd maybe incorporate some Z-Wave home automation technology into it.
What's Z-Wave? What is that? Tell me about
it. Z-Wave is like basically a... It's almost like a protocol for using home automation devices.
Okay, so it's like
It's capable of, you know, it's a protocol, which means it's like HTTP. So it's a way of communicating with things. And a lot of devices like cameras, automated thermostats, have the capability to talk in Z-Wave language.
Is this Bluetooth or is it hardwired?
It's wireless, but it's not Bluetooth.
Oh, see.
You can also do it wired. I mean, there's many ways.
Okay.
And there are Bluetooth modules. Eventually.
Okay.
But generally, it's like a framework to have everything talk to everything else. So the thermostat could have inputs that are coming from cameras and whatnot. You know. So basically everything can talk to itself.
Okay, cool.
Within your own system.
I
haven't used it a lot, but that's my understanding.
Yeah, so we're gonna need some cool infrastructure stuff like that. And yeah, I'm excited about it. I think of course the beer's there. I'm making a video right now of the how to brew my award-winning Tej, the Ethiopian honey wine I've kind of made into my own West Coast version.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be putting that out soon. And I think that's the gradient update. I think we're there. Unless you got any questions.
So, everyone's saying yes to that now?
Well, there's one owner we're still waiting for. He wasn't there. He was like...
This is the guy who was just in the background, kind of...
In the background.
Wizard behind the curtain?
He's behind the curtain
maybe?
Somewhere. And, so we sent an official offer, and I think our audience already knows that, but in any case, if you didn't...
They accepted it?
No, we don't know. They're looking at it now, right? So we're waiting.
So is it, if there is a no at this point, it's either a matter of, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's either a matter of not enough money or that second owner, for some reason, says no. Are those the two no's that we could have?
Yeah, and the not enough money thing is like, I don't think that's a no we'll encounter. But it's possible that will be. And the other owner's saying no. Yeah, that really is the only no at this point.
So that's, I mean, the probability is pretty good for a yes, it seems.
There's leaning that way. There's one other question that was the city of Richmond had like a concern about the tasting room. But they approved the brewing. So it's like, there's those two questions, basically.
So what would be the worst case that you don't...
The worst case is they never contact us again.
Is that you can't have a tasting room, you can only have a...
Hi.
How you doing?
What's that?
There was a water bottle that the guy took away.
That was it.
Floss?
No floss.
No floss, no.
There was like
floss.
Yeah, is it right there? It's like empty. I think. I mean, there it is. Look, see. Is that it?
That was there.
Oh, I think the wind pushed it over. Yeah. So
if you can't have a tasting room, that means you can still brew there? Would
yes.
that be acceptable to
no,
you?
No, that wouldn't be acceptable. That wouldn't work. Because
so you'd be looking for a new place at that point?
I think I would kind of pack it away and do some other things if that were the case. Try something else.
So this is the kind of make or break?
Seems like it. I mean, like 5 years in, it kind of seems like it.
This is the fight or flight.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It's like, it's the engage or remove.
Right.
It's shit or get off the pot, really.
Okay. Any other cliches we've come up with?
I'll think of them.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. That feels pretty true. I mean, I have other skills, you know, and...
Yeah. Right, because you're talking about the gardening...
Gardening
thing. There's a segue
into
the gardening
thing.
Update.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we do the gradient update end and
oh, yeah.
and then move on? Sound good?
Sure. 2, 3.
Gradient update. Okay. Nice.
So,
thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thank you for that update.
You're welcome.
I hope it all goes well. Of course.
Yeah.
I'm
so,
cheering for it.
I've got a topic or we could move right into the other updates. What do you think?
You can do it. Let's do a topic. Spring
topic,
a topic on me then.
Do you have a lighter?
Oh yeah.
So topic is we're going to Burning Man.
Yeah, that was gonna be my topic.
And I think it'd be interesting to explore those topics as far as like preparation. What's going on now?
I wanted to ask you questions about it. I wanted to ask you about how many years have you just as some little background? How many years? What? How many times will it be this year?
This will be my fifth straight year.
So, the first time you went, maybe tell me a little bit more about the situation, the context.
Okay. Yeah. So context. I was with my.
What made you decide to go? Who you went with.
Oh, okay. What made me decide to go was Evan Jenks, and he had a really amazing time, and he was very expressively clear about how amazing this place was,
mm-hmm.
and how it really changed his experience of positivity towards just humanity, like hope in humanity basically restored. And I was like, okay, well, that sounds kind of like my sort of jam.
He was kind of skeptical about humanity before that, or that.
Well, probably
less. That's a sort of epiphany for him.
I think he was.
We should get him on the show, and I'll just ask him directly.
We will. Won't it be cool when we ask him on the show? And well, he tells me it's all amazing, and I go, okay. And he keeps bringing it up, but he doesn't go, but I do. And at the time, I was with Elaine, and she came with me, and we packed up the Volvo station wagon
nice.
And piled a bunch of crap on the roof and
great.
That's all we had and we just basically Lena Evan's partner gave us a list of things that she had used that she'd gone a very long time
so it was
time.
Just you and one other person
it's me and one other person
huh.
And we brought along the Zeitgeist movement paraphernalia and we
right.
set all that up basically and then we went and officiated it so we were running the Zeitgeist movement camp 2012
cool
yeah
huh. For some reason, I thought it was more people than that, but I guess when did you go with the most people?
When did I go with the most people?
Well, what was your experience
okay,
like?
Okay, let me talk about
yeah,
first year a little
first
bit.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my first year experience, dude, I got there and I was like kind of upset. We got there really late, like
late
Monday
night.
I think it was late Monday
oh,
night.
A few days in and late at night?
No, Monday's the first day.
I see.
And we got there really late Monday.
You can tell
night.
I'm a noob.
Yeah. It's all right. You're learning. You'll lose your virginity soon. And So we get there, and it's like, burned weather's in. Weird, and I can't see anything, and you can see all these amazing colors, and there's like art cars driving by, but you're like trying to find a big enough space to set up our little thing, and we didn't have I didn't know what to look for space-wise. I didn't even think about how big a space I needed. I was like, I don't know what to do. And so, like, we jump out of the car and ask a couple people, and they're like, oh, no, this spot's taken, you can't go here, and I go over there. So we're like, oh, yeah, sorry, my friend's on his way, he's almost here. Was like, okay, fine. So I finally get, like, way out at 6:30 at H. And
so what is that for our listeners?
And 6:30 in H is a designation. It's a space in Black Rock City. Black Rock City is semi-circular.
It's like a Pac-Man that's on an axis. With its mouth down, right?
It's like mouth up.
Oh, mouth up, okay.
Yeah. And,
so Pac-Man with the mouth north.
Yeah, mouth north. And there's a grid. Along the horizontal sort of curve in the clock sense, there's time numbers.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. 6:30.
The grid from center to outer is letters.
Like concentric circles.
Yeah, concentric circles.
Makes sense.
And so it's excellent.
So the mouth of the Pac-Man is used for all the infrastructure. Right?
The mouth of the Pac-Man is used for art space. It's a miles across area. And then it's art. Just.
So where does the burn itself take place?
Out there.
Okay.
In the area.
In that area.
Yeah.
That's like that's a safe space.
Yeah. It's a safe space. You can go in the city, man. Who knows? It's really nice that there's two kinds of, because you get out of the city.
That is cool.
And you can breathe in spring nature.
Right.
And you get breaks, but then you go back in the city. It's
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. I love being able to just pass through that curtain. The idea of just passing through that curtain, and you can see almost every star.
Yeah.
And then go 100 yards to your left, and raw human life flourishing in the wilderness. Sounds pretty appealing.
So I got pretty upset the first night trying to set up this crazy-ass structure.
So you got there late at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the late at night.
Getting all frustrated in the dark?
I was super frustrated trying to, like, set up this crazy... It wasn't just a tent. It was also a big parachute shade structure. And it was this whole sledgehammer deal. It was, and then I was bleeding, and I didn't have my gloves on, and, you know.
Did anyone help you?
Elaine tried to help, but she wasn't much help, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that was your first night.
That's
burning,
how I landed.
Bleeding,
yeah.
Sledgehammer, dusty,
yeah.
Darkness.
Hungry,
alone.
Tired.
Kind of a metaphor for maybe all of our existences.
Maybe. It's like, expect challenge for sure. It's going to be hard.
Well, the idea of being on your own devices, I love.
Oh, radical self-reliance.
That's why I love Bike Order Warriors, of course.
Of course, Bike Order Warriors represent.
So then, what was the rest of the time there like?
Amazing.
That's
met all kinds of amazing people. I had great neighbors that gifted such amazing things. They gifted in return. I really got into gifting. And I just like enjoyed meeting as many new people every day as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I would walk
That's
around
cool,
and just walk into camps and be like, hey, I'm Solipsis. Do you want to try my honey wine? And they're like, fuck yes, I do.
Right.
And then they would hand me like a sandwich or nothing. Or and sometimes, you know, who knows? It's like impossible to find rare scotch that no one really else has. Mm-hmm. It's like, you would share that with me, right now, because we're having this moment.
All right,
okay. And then I wander off, maybe I see them again, and it becomes a whole thing. Maybe I don't. The thing is like, that's really what I feasted on, is meeting new people.
That's cool.
It was amazing. You can just get caught doing that, just like...
Right.
And you never run out. You never run out.
Because there's, what, 80,000 people this year?
72,000.
That's a lot. So the circle grows every year, huh?
There's always some empty space in the city.
Mm.
In the edges. There always is. And that's getting more and more full. But it's generally been the same shape and size for a long time.
So there's kind of a perimeter road?
There is a perimeter road.
And that'll be fun.
And there's an in-rimeter road.
Okay, right.
Called Esplanade.
inscribed.
It'd be fun to do a bike-order circuit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course. I almost hope we can go bike camping while we're there. Like, that is like...
That would be...
How do we figure that out?
Fucking mega.
Yeah,
well, so, if we had two tents, it'd be easy. Just sleep in the tent. Within the tent. So we have a big tent. Within that tent, we have a smaller tent, and we sleep in that tent.
And we carry this all on our bikes?
Yeah.
Wow. I was thinking...
My tent's like, you know, a rectangle.
Does it have a rain fly?
Yeah, it's one I use.
Is it a two-person?
Yeah.
That would be enough.
Yeah.
For one overnight, and maybe a tarp, too. We'll get an extra tarp to throw over it, but that would be enough for one night. Let me go back to the main camp.
You know what would be so awesome is to like ride out on some perfect angle from the circle.
Oh, like, yeah.
So we could map it.
Certain time, like direction, essentially, because the clock.
Like a total conjunction of planets. Yeah, that'd be cool. So I gotta get my bike in order. Not my real bike, but a bike.
You need to get a bike to pedal forward, to steer.
Yeah.
To
throttle,
to
brake, and rudder.
To stop. That's it. I mean, if it doesn't change gears, who cares?
Right.
If it's in the wrong shape, who cares?
No hills.
There's no hills.
No hill ever.
There's no possible hill.
A hill is just like a little pebble that you go over.
There is one advice, and that is the wider the tire, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, if you have a 2 foot wide tire.
Also, if you have thin tires, deflate them.
Yeah.
As much as you can. 60%, yeah. Like if you take a Jeep on the beach, there are actually signs that say
deflate your tires. The first year of Burning Man, I brought my French Peugeot. Remember that bike? Did you ever see that one?
Yeah.
I had a dark brown 70s French Peugeot. I brought that out there, and like the frame collapsed, and a wheel collapsed, and just died. It died out.
Too much.
Yeah. I had ridden it really harshly, and I mean, for a long time, and it broke constantly.
Yeah, just
and it died.
Lived a full life.
It did, and it sacrificed. I had to drag its carcass back to my camp like 2 miles.
Yeah.
Seriously, like carrying it and shit.
Right. Like a sled with a.
You can't leave
a sled
any trash.
With a
right? You, you
right.
can't do that. So we took it home. Hooray!
Yeah, that reminds me of. I was thinking I'll have a pad of paper and an empty bag. And it made me think of MacGyver. You know, he takes the pilot episode, he takes a bag with him. And one of the army guys next to him is like, what's that for? It's like, what are you taking with you? And MacGyver's like, it's not for what I take with me, it's for what I find along the way. It's very zen.
Go MacGyver.
Yeah. If I can give the gift of writing, that would be pretty
That'll be a
fulfilling.
Gift. And there's already a genre of that out there.
Sure.
There's already people doing
I'm
things
sure there's
similar
other
to that.
Maximized versions of it.
There's also opposite directions, too. Like, they set up booths of paper. And you go
right. Right.
Like, they do. I mean, that happens, too. The whole thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just like there's
if I had two pads of paper, one was like people writing it, one was just me giving it away.
Totally.
So at the end, one is totally empty, and the other is really full.
There's a huge craft beer thing too. There's like all kinds of homebrew clubs and events and tastings, and like it's a huge thing out there, craft beer. And so it's like bringing the Tej in there, they're like, what is this?
Like a farmer's market of 72,000 people.
A farmer's market.
Farmers slash artisan.
A gifter's market.
Yeah.
Because you have also these people making like trinkets, necklaces and stuff. And they want to give them to you.
Huh.
First year I made a shirt. It was screen press. I went out there and did a thing. I got to keep it.
Mm.
It's cool.
That's cool. So how do you... What was the thing? what was the last day like? What's the last day like?
The last day of my first year or in general?
Of your first year.
The last day of my first year was like...
Like what happens on the last day?
Okay, so what happens on the last day is it's a huge amount of work. That is one of the biggest work days there is because of the takedown.
Right.
So you gotta plan... Oh man, I really goofed it up too a couple years ago. There was a really... I mean, Curtis and I just like... made a plan and then did something totally different. And it just like, no one was mad.
Right.
It just...
Things were stored in different ways. Yeah.
And then we were incapable of certain things at certain times and, you know, some extra sleeping involved.
So everyone's kind of, everyone's taking down their stuff, packing
everyone's
things up.
Everyone's working super hard, thinking about when they're going to leave. Everyone's like, there's this thing like, I'm totally exhausted and totally disgusting and... I can't believe it's over.
Right. Kind of wistful thing. Yeah.
I can't believe it's over.
I almost already feel that. A little bit.
I usually feel it as I get closer. Yeah. As the drive continues on and we wait in line to get in, I usually get more and more there.
So is there a line to get out too?
Sometimes. There's often both lines both ways, yeah. I have driven straight out before.
Yeah.
If you don't tell anybody this, if you were to leave about 6 a.m. Monday morning, you would be fine. You'd probably cruise right out. But if you were to leave at about 11 a.m. Monday morning, you might wait 4 hours to just get on the road out of the park.
That's a sense. It sounds like a brutal ending to an amazing experience.
Yes, it's very much like
reality.
Usually it's warm. It's often warm at that time. I'd say hot.
I guess if you have, you know, if you have entertainment and a good environment, then yeah.
So it's super hard work. There's lots of emotions. And I remember leaving thinking like, you know, I don't know if I'll come back. That was interesting. You know, I'll think about it. I don't know. Because there were some really hard parts. And
really?
There were some really amazing parts.
You weren't convinced that you would come back.
I was like, you know, we'll see. And it
so
is
what made
often
you decide
the case.
To go back?
Well, basically what happened was a couple of weeks passed by and I realized I terribly missed it. Terribly. And I was like, dang, that was really impactful in my life. And then when it came around again, when it was like time to look for tickets again, I was like, oh yeah, totally. I mean, I want to miss it. I mean, right, I know it's hard, but I don't want to not go.
Yeah, yeah. So, are you going to film?
Yeah.
Are you going to take video?
I'm going to take video.
And how are you going to do that? How are you going to protect against sand?
So, what I'm going to do...
Dust.
Yeah, there's no sand. Is I'm going to film in between dust storms, and I'm going to use just the good old Bike Order Warriors iPhone 5S. And
I'll probably bring that one.
Yeah, let's bring all of them, because we're going to fill them all up, you know.
Even these pieces?
All of them. The tablet, everything.
Okay.
And I want to film playing drums. Yeah. I want to film Bike Order Warrior episode. Probably film, take some photos for the podcast for Empathy and Imagination.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Good. So, are you going to protect against the dust in any other way besides avoiding storms?
What I'll do is I'll put them in baggies in my backpack or in my bag in between. If it's like I'm not filming, I don't feel like carrying it, I'll ziplock it and keep it off. There's been, I think, 2 years that I've gone that I have not taken a single photo.
That seems like something I would do.
Because it's like...
Because I always forget, or I'm just like...
Everyone's taking pictures, and there's so many great photographers there that I probably won't get as good a shot as they do. And I can look online and look at it, because I saw it in real person. So it's like...
We can take pictures of each other. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
We get like the Mad Maxi. And
yeah, pictures of each other, essentially, is the cool part. Like filming each other, thinking, talking about stuff, or thinking about stuff. Or meeting people, or having a party, or like performing live. I don't know, any of that stuff.
So this makes me think of clothing.
Yeah, okay, clothing.
Apparel. Like, what do you... Yeah. What does one wear?
You know, if you were to
you've
think
been
about...
5 years.
It's, yeah, it's like...
Good chunk of experience there.
I have got... There's been some crossover, but I'm starting to get this new opinion. What I normally wear is a sturdy shoe or boot with socks. New socks every day.
Yep.
And then shorts that are loose, uh-huh, that are just about at the knee. And then sleeveless shirt... And then full brim hat, camelback in a backpack, sleeveless shirt.
That's why sleeveless?
Well, I enjoy the...
Just more freedom of motion.
Freedom to move, because there's a lot of climbing opportunities. There's all kinds of stuff. And then it's like appearance also. I think I look kind of... I think it looks cool on me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
So, but then now I'm thinking I'm actually going to experiment with some Aladdin-style parachute-y pants that are sort of elastic at the bottom, billowy in the middle,
silk,
and a little kind of elastic thing, like probably something tech, like, you know, fabric,
evaporate.
Yeah. So I think that's what I'll do. I might experiment with that this year, because pants in the daytime only works if the breathability shade thing is happening, because otherwise you'll roast your legs. And some people go in Vibrams or sandals, and
yeah,
their feet
are
dusty.
Yeah, I'm just going to have pretty short shorts. They're not going to be super short, but they'll be above the knee right there.
Yeah.
Boots, though. Maybe I should just get a nice fucking pair of pickers.
These are what I'm going to wear. I wore these like year three, and they've come back around. I think I might super glue the holes. We'll see. But,
Goggles? What about eyewear? Face masks?
You know, I've never really needed goggles. It's funny, because, I mean, I think a lot of people are sensitive.
I have glasses.
Yeah. And in the day, it's windy and stuff. This doesn't even bother me.
So it's almost like I could just wear fake eyeglasses. That would be enough.
Yes.
Because you just wear glasses.
But shades. Everyone all day, all the time is wearing shades. You only take them off when you get into someone's shade structure.
Right.
Because then they give you a drink, and you look them in the eye, and you say thank you, and all that, you know?
Yeah.
But without, usually otherwise, people have their shades on. Because it's fucking white ground, blazing sun.
Snow blind effect.
Yeah. So it's mostly shades. So if you wore those shades, I think you'd mostly be comfortable, but there will be dust storms that
I'll
have.
I'll probably wear bigger ones.
I've actually got two pair that press against the skin.
So, there you go.
And they may not be the most comfortable things to wear, but they do function.
I think I'm going to maybe get some goggles.
Cool.
Not like work goggles.
So that kind of attire is basically the deal. If you can carry your own shade around, like a parasol, people do that sometimes. Or like if your bike has, if we could build like a shade over our bikes or something, that would be...
Oh man.
Just super
like
kick-ass.
Java's thing. Sand, whatever. Sand ship.
Which is going to be there this year in 747 format, dude.
Oh man.
I can't believe we get to party on that thing.
That's going to be mega.
And the boat
might. Star Trek outfits. I mean,
I would
Star
love
Wars
to.
Outfits.
Either one.
We could totally, yeah, if you, I'm sure many people have done this, but you could dress in Star Trek uniforms, go out and just, you know, have the background be the desert, and just act that way. Yeah, we're on another planet. Yeah.
That's probably happened. I'm sure
probably
it's happened.
Many times.
That's a cool
We're basically going to do that with Bipedal Warriors.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
Like figuring out where the camp's going to be interesting. It's almost like could
I figure we'll caravan in. Does that make sense?
Well, I think we'll caravan in. I think what we'll do is we'll drive in tandem, you know, some arrangement.
Right.
And we'll get there. And then otherwise, if we lose one another without radios, we could make it, you know, it's like pretty, it's all anyone's game, really.
You know, it would be cool. I just had a thought. Couple configurations. So my left sliding door doesn't work. The right one. Have that open. And then, so 69 with Vandra. So we have that side door open and my side door open. So zone.
Okay.
Another option is I back up super close to Vandra, open the back hatch, and then you guys open it. So there's a little...
We have a little... And I have a tarp
little
we can
room,
put over there.
And it's like your bed thing, my area, you know.
That's a fuck.
Because I can even open the hatch and back way the fuck up, so it's right next to it.
Well, if we do that, there's a challenge, because the trailer...
It would be lower, though, man.
Well, the trailer, if it's not attached to the van, it's going to tip if you get in it.
Oh, right.
So we have to either secure it somehow or keep it attached to the van. But I had a thought about arrangement, too. If I have Vandra and then you parallel with Blue Steel...
But that door doesn't work. It doesn't unlock.
Can you open the windows?
Not on the sliding doors.
Okay, so we turn it around, and then I was thinking seatbelt anchors would be the perfect thing to attach hammocks to.
That's brilliant, man.
So if we use Vandra's and your van's seatbelt anchors.
Yeah, seat posts or the seatbelts.
Seatbelt anchors, those are perfect.
Yeah.
They're for that. So we can attach the hammocks and then put a little tarp in between them. And have a little hammock area.
Yeah, so it would be 69 inches still, or it would be facing
however
the same
doors could be opened or windows
could
be accessed.
Yeah, so we'd be 69 like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And then we could sort of cross hammocky thing.
Probably just
so interesting, man. If I was sleeping in low hammock like this, and you were above me like that. Yeah, you know, that's so weird.
That would be weird.
Like bunk beds, but they're...
Oh, like
crossed.
You're attached to the floor anchors on both sides.
Right.
And I'm attached to, like, the shoulder harness anchors.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like... So I'm Vandra. Passenger side. You know, one back. The seatbelt post there.
Uh-huh.
Top. To the driver's side of mine. And then reverse. So passenger side of Vandra to the back passenger side. Something like that. So they'd be crossed.
That sounds cool.
Then you could just, one would be cinched tighter than the other. You know? Either way, yeah. I'm glad that you thought about configuration.
Yeah. Totally.
So the trailer just opens in the back?
It just swings open in the back. Like a big door. And I'm going to set up a kitchen in there, but it's a sitchin because you have to sit. It's a sitchin.
You have to sit down to cook. Yeah.
Sit down to anything.
That's cool. That's actually kind of. So it's not something that you do.
You'll sit on the cooler and there'll be a table with some basins, two stoves, some tools, cutting board. Okay. We'll keep the door mostly closed-ish.
Should I get another round for us?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Do you want to keep it going or stop? Let's stop it and do another sink. The next...
Yeah, let's pause it and do another sink.
Ready?
One, two, three.
So, I have a lot of questions about Burning Man.
I know, and they're good questions.
We covered apparel.
Shade. What's your plan for shade?
What's the scarcest resource? What's the most important thing?
Water.
To bring with you?
Water.
And is shade the second thing?
Yeah, probably. Actually, it probably is.
And food up there, too?
Yeah. Food and alcohol are probably tied.
Yeah. Okay, that's four covered, so we have an extra slot available somewhere in there. Top five things to bring to Burning Man.
Open mind. Maybe that's the next one.
Gift, I guess, maybe.
Gift, yeah. I mean, that's nice.
Gifts. My plans for shade? Just that rainfly that I have. My tent rainfly thing. You know what I'm talking about? The thing I bring by camping.
That's the thing you've got? It's the only shade thing you have right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what lean-to is? Do you know that design?
Uh-huh.
Do you have rebar?
No.
All right. Well, but here's some info. The winds get up to 50 miles an hour out there.
So you can't have one of those
Coleman gazebo thing. That was
no, they'll fly away. You can have those
like a helium balloon. Just
if
watch
you
it
cut
descend.
Major holes in it and use like at least 2 foot rebar and reinforce it, then.
Huh.
Then yeah, but 15, not,
yeah.
Not
so
before.
You need something super stable.
Yeah.
And cars are super stable, so
some
car, using the
cars. A lot of people use cars.
Using the cars.
Like they'll bring a truck that has like a wood frame on it, you know, for you know whatever, or like tools frame.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll tie it boards to that, and then right, mm. And then they have a little patio.
See, if I had roof racks, we could do all kinds of.
You do have
cords.
Roof racks.
I don't. I don't think I do.
Could maybe I imagine that. You don't have to check the science.
But yeah, you could have like lines coming down, you know. I think it's done.
And like.
You could have ropes coming down and build a tarp over that, you know, parallelogram style.
Here's the thing. I actually would love your help on it. Is I have an 18 foot high parachute shade structure that I always love to set up once before I go to make sure it's cool.
Oh, okay.
So if
Let's
we could do,
do
that at a park sometime this week, next week, weekend, that would be cool.
San Pablo Park is a good candidate.
Cool.
It's totally flat.
Well, yeah, that would be
There's
good.
There's a baseball field / soccer field side by side.
Cool.
Weekends, there might be games there, but we could probably find some way to do it.
There's a place I know in Berkeley where I've done it where it's like they have fields and stuff, but there's like grass outside of the fields and it's big enough.
Cool.
Because then you can just.
You already know where to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So that'll be cool because then you can. You can't put
Figure
your tent
it
in
takes.
It, but you can put like carpet and like
chair.
And,
so you create like a little room.
Yeah, you get like a little shaded daytime. Like I
See,
don't
that's...
really want to be out there, but I have a nice place to go.
That's
there's
appealing.
There's a cooler of beer, and there's music.
And you can decompress.
There's
a
mist.
Bit.
There's more
misters. Sit there and read a book.
Yeah. So you get a break.
Yeah, that's cool, huh? See, I didn't even think about the decor thing.
So
I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, we need carpet. Well, that's actually a resource we're shy on. And that couch that's outside my house, we want to bring that through. I don't know if there's room.
Huh. It would be cool to have, like, movable partitions, you know?
Yeah.
Like you see in recording studios, where it's just a wooden board, like a 4x8
uh-huh.
on four casters.
Uh-huh.
Covered in rug. If you could somehow incorporate that into, you know, it would serve another purpose. Like, let's say, back of my van, I have a 4x8 plank covered in rug, and I can actually slide that out and then plop it into this caster, you know, cradle. So I can move it around. So it has two functions. So
that'd be cool.
Just like Bicorder Warriors. Everything, the more functions you can squeeze into any one thing you bring with you, the better, right?
Yeah.
It seems like that would apply to burning them, too.
Yes. Seriously?
Because you have limited resources and limited space.
Mm-hmm. Except for you have tons of space when you're there. So that's actually a thing that's in abundance. It's space.
Right, right,
you
right.
just X
I mean,
out
limited,
however much space you need.
Limited cargo space.
Yeah, it all
yes,
has to go
yeah,
in the
yeah,
van,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. You gotta bring it all back too.
And I have I have no passengers, so I can totally fill that van.
Dude, you can have like, I mean, as long as there's not too many hot tubs in the back. I mean, you can put a lot of stuff in there.
Four by eight might not fit, but I could put some kind of plank there.
Diagonally, it would.
And just have four posts, you know, detachable.
And you make yourself a little plank, basically?
Yeah, so you have basically, like Panda, you have a shelving system. You can put stuff underneath.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best.
And you can sleep on that or just stack more shit on it.
Dude,
whatever.
That's the best thing. That's what we
yeah,
have.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, Vandra
yes.
has this like table that's like a foot and a half high that are queen size mattresses on, and
Right.
What we do is we store probably, all kinds of tools underneath
probably
the bed.
A full would fit in like 20.
Yeah, you probably get a full. And then on the sides of the mattress, we have like, you know, bedding and blankets and storage and stuff.
And then underneath you got the
underneath the
yeah,
tools and spare tire. And,
that's a great setup. And that would actually be compatible with my job too. You know?
Totally would.
Carpet covered thing is perfect for carrying wood around that you don't want to scratch. Yeah.
Especially a little shelf that you put the tools under. If you could fit, like, if it was tall enough to slide the vacuum under, that would be something.
Exactly. Without the shop vac?
Yeah, if you could slide on its side at least.
Yeah. So, like, 2 feet or something?
So you get that under there? That would be cool. Because that's, like, your bulkiest thing, pretty much.
And you have, like, a tapered 4x8.
Yeah. We could make that before
totally
we go.
Could.
We totally could.
Totally could. Oh, I thought a ton about it. Exactly how to do it. And if you could, again, have it slide out. It's all modular. It'd be easy to take it out and use it for other things. So what about food?
Food.
How much food do you bring?
So
what do you bring?
I normally bring... Okay, so I do a cooler inside a cooler. Imagine that.
Right.
Because, you know, the first year I did... The first through 3 years... First through 4 years... I did tent inside a tent.
So you have a large tent with a smaller tent inside of it.
Yeah, I have a big tent and then a smaller tent on the inside. And I sleep on the inside of that and store stuff on the outside of the small tent.
Do you use the airlock system where you're like, open the exterior tent, walk in, close the exterior tent, then open the interior tent?
Yeah. That way,
so
there's enough of a filter from the sun in the morning you can sleep in.
Dust lock.
And it's a dust lock. It really does reduce the dust while you're sleeping, which is what I... It was a way to really rest.
Yeah.
To be out of the dust. Like, pretty much. Because, you know, sort of bathe or baby wipe, you know.
It's so fine that it probably goes through.
And of course, there's a little bit in there. But seriously, the break is nice. So, cooler.
So, that's the sleep... So, there's a theme here.
Uh-huh.
Things within things.
Things within things.
To preserve either longevity or peace. So do you have shades within shades, too?
No, because once shade occurs...
That's it.
It's already in place. But what I do is I do a mister. I have a pretty automated system that we have a gallon thing you can pump to pressurize, and then you set the button on automatic, and then it mists the under the parachute.
Was that the impetus for the product that you pitched to Final Corp?
It was, actually. It was the impetus of the product that we pitched to Final Corp, of course, called the Mister.
Yeah, and they obviously accepted your proposal and are now manufacturing.
Yeah, I mean,
Misters.
We have a Mister, basically, is a device that you attach to your manliness, and then when you exert urine, it instead of a boring old stream, it actually comes out as a fine mist. And so, like, if you're like on the golf course,
it's discreet. It's discreet. It's pleasant, pleasing, refreshing.
Yeah, just mist. So, I mean, with the Mister. I mean, imagine, you're at festivals, right? You're just walking around. It's just a mist. No one knows what's happening. It's, you know, it's just the mist.
What's that fine yellow cloud of moisture around them?
Huh. I don't know. It's evaporating.
What could it possibly be? Like maybe it was just a trick of the eye. Okay, so let's talk about the food a little more. So you have cooler than cooler.
So
is it dry ice in the out? Yeah, dry ice, right?
Years and years and years. Every single year what I've done is I have a hard side.
Well, how did you figure out to drink dry ice?
Well, because I heard it was a good idea. I heard it was a good idea, and I heard that they were selling ice, and I was like, wait a minute. No, I'll just bring dry ice.
Oh, they sell? Is that one of the few things that's
for
sale?
There are two things you can buy at Center Camp. Ice and coffee. Enough people wanted to buy coffee that they were like, okay, we'll have
essentially
that.
Water and coffee.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That's all you can buy. You can't buy any food.
Right.
So.
That's interesting. That says a lot about the kind of consistency of Burning Man and maybe a little bit about their philosophy.
I think so, too. There's, like, these gray areas, you know?
Yeah.
And I, of course, well, maybe not of course, but just so you know, my opinion is I don't really like that anything's for sale.
Though. Right, right.
But I understand the necessity so more people can go. Like, it really does make it so that so more then, people can go.
Yes. Yeah, I can see that. Cool. I can see that argument, yeah.
That's cool. So I appreciate that. But I would, of course, like, and the coffee thing is, like, I have this dream that one day, maybe this year, maybe not this year, I would bring the resources out there to right in front of the free, of the paid coffee, give away free coffee. Like, really, that's what I would love to do,
yeah.
But I don't have the resources yet. But that's a gift I want to do someday.
You could say, bring your own beans.
BYOB.
I'll grind them.
Grind them, press them, pump them.
And we'll just... I got the tools and you got the resources. And together we'll make free coffee for everyone.
All we need is like a bunch of milk and it's and like a steamer wand, a press.
Oh, you're talking like full blown
pour over. Those would be the only things we really need. Okay, maybe a blender.
Espresso machine, generator.
Yeah. Bring in like 50-pound bags of beans and just be like, all right, come volunteer and we'll go faster, but then
Yeah.
We'll give away free coffee to everyone.
It could work if you had enough people donating beans, donating time. You know, you just create it. So,
and then one year someone will bring like dehumidifiers and then solar powered freezers and it makes ice.
All right,
and they'll give away free ice.
Yeah.
One year. That's one year. Coming. It's coming.
So dry ice in the outside cooler?
So for years, thanks for bringing me back.
Yeah.
For years, man, I had the outside hard cooler and then a soft-sided zip-up cooler on the inside of that. For years, what I did was, you have the main hard-sided cooler. You put your frozen meats, like I would always bring chicken or...
So what's the first? So you have your empty
cooler. Frozen meats, all kinds. Bunches of them frozen.
On the bottom of the cooler.
Bottom of the cooler. Then you pour dry ice all over that. Then you put the soft setting cooler in. Then you put the little blue things from the freezer in there. And then line that with normal ice. And then you put in your milks, cheeses, you know, your kind of like fridgey perishables.
And that gets you pretty much to the end of the journey.
And that has gotten me to usually about day 5. Before needing to buy a little bit of ice, and then I finish that, and then that's all I need. So that's been my experience. But I have an idea to improve that this year, and that is to put the dry ice inside of the soft-sided cooler, along with the frozen thing, so it's like a cell core. Instead of the dry ice being at the bottom, being sapped up from the heat of the land, instead putting it in the middle like it's the most precious thing, the yolk.
Right.
And then put the milks and the cheeses on the outside.
That would totally work.
And then fill that with ice.
That would totally work. Chunk of ice at the very core. Surrounded by dry ice.
And they would melt each other.
And then another... No, there's a barrier between the garbage can.
Okay.
So, it's like a coal, but instead of a hot coal, it's a piece of ice.
Well, dry ice is colder than liquid ice.
Right,
so
right,
if
right,
we had,
right,
if
right,
we had
right,
a cube right. of liquid ice, we would want that on the outside because the core is the dry ice.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's cool. So, just two coolers?
Just two coolers. And then, like, bags of other stuff. Because, realistically, you don't need to refrigerate a lot of stuff that you think you need to refrigerate. Like, for example... Every year, except for last
juices
year, I've never refrigerated any of the eggs I've brought. I always bring eggs
they're fine.
To eat in the morning. They don't need to be refrigerated.
They're wrapped up. They're tight.
They really don't. So day 7, I was eating fresh eggs. They were fine. But other people have a different opinion, so they, you know, affect otherwise.
Yeah, right.
Jar of pickles, right? I bring the biggest jar of pickles you can get, or many jars of pickles. Those don't need to be refrigerated. You got to eat pickles the whole time, because the alkalinity is balanced. With the vinegar of the pickles.
Pickles is not on my list. I'm going to add
pickles
it right now.
Pickles is non-optional.
I love pickles, so that actually works out great.
Yeah, it's a part of a healthy diet.
That looks like my dog Henry. The dog I used to have.
It's Australian Shepherd.
Yeah. Except Henry's tail wasn't docked and his ears weren't perked.
I'm gonna call for a short bathroom break.
Sure.
That was a little off there.
A little off. One, two, three.
See, we're musicians, right?
Right.
You know? So.
So.
Burning Man preparedness. I feel like you're closer to being prepared. I'm glad you wrote down pickles, because it's like.
Well, that's huge, yeah.
I mean, it is. It's part of the deal. I can't believe I forgot to mention that on the previous list.
Non-optional.
Non-optional.
Sunblock.
So, eggs.
You said one canister of sunblock is eight.
Yeah.
You said that just the other day.
Yeah.
So, that seems like a lot, but
thing is,
tell me about
some
that.
Home.
Tell me about that.
You'll bring some home, but you'll be really glad that you didn't.
That you had extra.
Weren't asking people for more because you were out. That's the thing.
Right. Did you run out one year? Is that what?
I got close. I was stretching it so hardcore that people were starting to give me some, and it was like cool. Before I wasn't fully out, but they were like knew that I was low, so like here, you know. But it's like, thank you, it's cool, but I'd rather bring some home and use it later. I'm gonna camp again.
It's not gonna go bad.
Yeah.
Cup and ID.
Yeah, you gotta have a cup, and I advocate also a spoon and or bowl, but your cup could just be just what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So in your backpack, you have your ID, because a lot of the bigger places are afraid of getting in trouble if you make sure you're 21 and over. I know it's a stretch.
The bureaucracy,
but the alcohol,
rears its ugly head even out in the middle of nowhere.
Alcohol is the only drug that's permitted by the man. So,
and they want to
be within
regulation.
Right, so be within regulation. So you got to be 21. So you bring your ID, and you keep it in one place, and you never take it out except to show people, and then only put it back in the same place.
Yeah.
Or else it'll be gone forever. I'll just put it to, no, right. It's gone.
Sounds like you need a utility belt.
Yeah, it's like the backpack
to
kind of is the utility belt.
Right, yeah.
It's like you got the water, the sunblock, the food, the ID, the cup. And that way, when people are like, oh, I just got this, we're out here at this day club, it's the right district, right, with a K.
Right.
And it's like one of the biggest systems in the world, and it's also one of the biggest ones out there.
Day club?
Day club. There's a lot of day clubs. And it's like, as the sun is blaring, and people are dancing out there all day.
Just house?
Yeah. Just house. Basically only house. Sometimes they'll throw in a little bit of like slow stuff sometimes, but not normal. But then our cars roll around, they'll play whatever. But it's often also house. So yeah. So they have this blender, and then they put in coconut water, and then like fresh fruit, and then a little bit of nice rum, and they're like, hey, do you have a glass? And we go like, yes.
So you want something durable, a durable cup.
Durable, easy to clean.
Non-glass. It's like a plastic cup.
Yeah, or steel.
But not a solo cup.
Mm-mm. But you can.
I guess steel would be, something insulated would be the best, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Cup within a cup, maybe.
Mm. Because one night you're going to be walking around and you're going to smell stew.
Right.
You're going to like wander in, they'll be like, do you want a shot? And you go, okay. And then they're like, hey, we just made this chili. Are you hungry? And you're like, yeah. And then you get your cup out, and then that's what they put it in.
Right.
So a spoon would be cool, unless you bring a bowl, but that's weird because it's not that often. You know,
just a wide cup.
A wide cup.
Cool. That's wide cup.
I have my kerchief or normally my.
Right.
Sleeve of a
face
t-shirt.
Mask,
right? No. Sleeve of a t-shirt's my favorite because kerchiefs untie, or they're hard to untie because of all the dust, you know. and then adjusting them is kind of annoying. I really do prefer the sleeve of the t-shirt because it's just sort of elasticy and mostly cotton. So when it gets dusty, I just pull it over my nose.
Well, your guns are as big as your head, so that's, that helps.
Yeah, so I just, so I pull it over my nose, and then I get it wet normally. Usually take some water in and then get it wet.
Right.
And then I'm completely comfortable in the dust. That's actually the favorite way. It's really comfortable because it's not like a knot that's tied. It's just a full, like, sleeve. So
it's just elastic.
Yeah, that's what I am.
So basically, just you want to cover.
So the hat's on.
Do you have any ear covering? Is there any ear covering?
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
Full brim hat, glasses over glasses, uh-huh. and then sleeve to here.
Right.
So it's like, I put goggles on, then that's super, you know, but that's rare. Those are in the backpack in case there's a dust storm. Mm. Right, so that's where the goggles go.
How often are dust storms? Every 50 seconds?
The playa is different all the time. Some years, there's been relatively no dust at all. In some years, there's been daily whiteouts.
Huh. Cool.
And people are just partying anyway. It's just, sometimes it's like 3 p.m. and you can't see past your hand.
Huh.
And the sun is darkened by all the dust.
That's
and the
cool.
wind is totally
like
blustering.
Do you wear any ear coverings?
No. My hat, I could probably pull over my ears. And the cloth I have could probably go over my ears, too. So, yeah, I guess so. And at night, earplugs. Because the party doesn't stop. Sometimes
oh,
you
like when
sleep.
You're sleeping?
Yes.
You're trying to sleep? Yeah. Okay.
Earplugs.
Okay.
And bring extra.
I usually sleep with earplugs, so that's... It's easy. I actually have a pair of earplugs inside my... There's an inner pocket in my sleeping bag. A zipper pocket, and I have a pair of earplugs in there.
Oh, okay, yeah, nice.
Like, one time I brought earplugs, got in my sleeping bag, and then was like, oh, yeah, there's a pocket here. I forgot about that. Opened it up, it's like, oh, another pair of earplugs.
Nice.
Past me, was anticipating present me.
Wanting earplugs.
Yeah.
Good call. Okay, so you already know about the magic of earplugs.
Earplugs, yeah.
Because the party just doesn't stop.
That's crazy, man. I mean, I'm sure there's people that just fucking do LSD every day. And they're just, you know, maximizing the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you're going to encounter
never
people
sleeping.
Who say weird things, right?
Oh, sure. Well, hopefully I'll be one of those people.
Who says weird things.
Yeah.
I think you will be. It'll be good. And you're going to hear some weird stuff, and it's going to be great. There's a lot of nudity and openness. Hugs,
have
too.
You ever gone nude? I mean, have you ever flashed nudity?
Have I ever flashed nudity?
Are they,
I mean, while
there?
Probably while showering or changing.
Oh, but,
like, but
not like walking
particular,
around with it.
No. I've never really thought, like, oh, I want to do that. It's funny. It's not really appealing to me.
If ever there was a place to do it, that would probably be the place.
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, that's the that's the nude opportunity.
Zero people care.
Zero. And a lot of people are like, cool, cheers to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't walk around with my junk out. I mean,
would you go, like, just shorts, you know?
Shirtless, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd probably feel a little insecure, but... It would be awesome, yeah.
Well, then
because it's
that's
a very freeing feeling.
Maybe that's
to walk around without your shirt on.
Yeah, I don't normally do that either, but I think there'll be some of that.
Very
know?
Rarely have I ever done that, like socially. You know?
Yeah. Interesting.
Like even in high school, like shirts and skins, like
skins,
and you get skins.
Shirts.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
It's What else do I have here? Chair.
Yeah, that goes.
So
in
there's
the
like
parachute.
The there's a creature comforts. So you got shade, water, food. Chair.
Somewhere to sit, like.
I guess a place to sleep and a
bring
chair.
Bring your air mattress from your hammock, because if nothing else,
of course,
you put that air mattress down on the inside of the parachute shade structure, and you take a nap that way. Because you're going to want some daytime naps. With all the day drinking
just
and all the night raging, like daytime naps.
You know what works well with that is like earplugs, then over-the-ear noise-canceling headphones.
There you go.
And then it's like you just minimize the sound and fall asleep to whatever.
Interesting. That's weird.
Do you have a black lighter too?
You have my black lighter.
Good.
Yeah. You have your other lighter too. Anything else there? I mean, bring in
chair. No, chair. We were talking about chair.
Okay. So, yeah.
Did we explore that topic enough? Chair?
I hope that either you have the room or I have the room to bring that couch. Because having that in the parachute would be, with the mister, would be pretty blissful.
And you said you're shy on carpet.
Yeah, we're shy on carpet. We need about, you know, a 20-foot diameter circular amount of carpet.
I
got some leads, but you know, we'll see what we can do. I have some leads. We could use some rendezvous pickup points at some certain times. But it's all about this trailer.
20-foot, though. I don't know if 20 feet. Well, yeah, 20 feet would fit in the van if it was.
But we could roll it up. We could cut it in half, too. The thing is,
we roof
cut it in half and roll it into 10-foot rolls.
Right. Yeah. True dat.
So, it could even be cut into fifths, man. It doesn't matter. All it has to do is be there. And then, every year, we've always had the kitchen in there, and it's always sucked and been pushed over by the wind, and everything goes boom and splashes, and there's like chicken grease in the dust, and it's like all dusty. And that's been a challenge. And so this
so
year
now,
we're hoping that we're going to get access to this trailer. And we had there's an update on that one too.
So when you're not using it, you just close the door.
Yeah. Close the door.
Sorry, no, just the.
We close the door and have the kitchen in there, so that way it won't be in.
Keep it contained.
Yeah.
Huh. So besides the couch, what kind of chair? Just a good camping chair?
Well, a good camping chair is cool.
Like desk chair?
I'm going to also bring
a computer chair.
A computer chair would be good. Seriously, something you can really relax on. Like I was thinking, you know, I have like those metal outdoor chairs with the pads on them.
Uh-huh.
I might bring one of those. You know, just have that option.
Rocking chair.
Oh, if you could bring a lounge chair.
Oh, man, I saw a rocking chair. I was like, I should pick that up. I didn't.
If you got room.
Here we are. Yeah, rocking chair would be fucking badass.
Because you could, like, really get lean back in those things and, like, snooze.
Read a book, snooze.
Like, yeah, any way you can be, relax your body. Like, hammock, chair, couch, anything that you can find ways to relax your body besides your mattress. Yeah. You're going to be dusty and crazy and dirty and stuff. And you don't want to just put all that dust in your nighttime bed, you know?
Right.
But if you're outdoors, I mean, you're like your air mattress for your hammock. Uh-huh. It's gonna get so dusty, but it's not gonna be. You're gonna rest on it outside, so wipe it off.
Yeah. So the theme of the separate.
Separate
things.
The napping area from the sleeping area.
Separate like the fun from the safe and the. You know, like the necessary things.
Yeah,
like food and shade and sleeping, it's all like very.
Super important.
Super important.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's things within things. Beds within beds. Tents within tents. Coolers within coolers. So all, like, the necessities are nested. Like, nested properties. And then all the fun stuff is outside of that.
Yes. I would call that accurate.
Huh. That's interesting. That would be a good article. That would be a good premise for an article. The different paradigms between necessities and luxuries in Birmingham.
It's such a clash of opulence and total desolation. It's both and so extreme, and you'll see what I mean.
I keep taking it?
Yeah, you have.
I saw you with a black lighter earlier. Though.
Well, you have it.
It's a clash of what?
Supreme opulence and total desolation.
Yeah, outpost of opulence.
Mm-hmm. Like you'll find yourself and so you'll be so tired and so dirty. You just give up on caring about that. Basically,
sounds
that's
great.
The level. You just give up on caring. I don't care anymore. Because no one cares.
Right.
And then it's like.
So you kind of cast off the social norm, like some of the superficial social
of the body
norms
especially.
And stuff. Yeah,
because you can be naked and crazy dirty, and no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
And then like someone's like, hey, can you help me set up my tent here? I just never set up a tent before, and you're like, sure. And then you go because you've done it a million times, and you help them set up their tent. And then they're like, thank you. And then they fill your cup overflowing with like ice cream that they just trucked in because they got there 3 days late.
Right, some surprise gift.
So you get like mint chocolate chip ice cream, like a half a gallon in your cup. And then like they
that
give
happen
you a
to
hug.
You?
Yeah. And that's how you spend, 30 minutes of your time. And then the opulence comes in. You get this crazy ice cream, and here's a shot of whiskey.
Right.
And they tell you a story, play you a song. Yeah. And you're like, what the hell? This doesn't happen. You played me a song and gave me ice cream? Like, I just helped
you with like,
Santana.
Yeah. It's almost like when you cast off the I don't know, social structure or whatever it is. Or the workaday schedule, people become very giving.
Well, I hope that you give away a writing there and that you write something and take home.
Okay. Three journals.
It would be cool if we made you a sign. Either on a shirt or like I have good paper at home.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a little frame, hold it up and have it say something like, I'll write you something, or maybe a phrase that you would choose that would advertise your gift.
Mm-hmm. Right. What would it be? I don't know. White t-shirt sleeveless.
Hey, as is tradition.
And, Right. You wouldn't want to have it too clever, you know?
Right, not too clever, but a little clever is okay. I advocate a sign that you wear on your backpack that like has a post up and holds up over your head and says.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but that then you'll it'll really happen.
Right,
you have
right,
a
right.
T-shirt. I've had lots of things written on T-shirts, like free hugs or ask me about FC, and none of never anyone was like, oh, hey. You really need a bigger sign. Right,
yeah.
So the T-shirt idea.
T-shirts are almost assumed to be ironic.
That's yeah.
Great. Need a signpost.
Signpost.
A standard.
So, or a tail. Maybe you could drag a long tail that's wide enough you could write big letters on it and have it spell something.
Right, right.
That's fine too.
That's a cool idea. I mean, you can see at night too, maybe.
Yeah.
Marquee.
Yeah. Lean-to. We can make a lean-to. And then we can set you up at night with a marquee.
Carried around this generator.
And a bar.
Struggling.
I have a little
super
bar
heavy.
Too, so you can like serve drinks while you're writing for people.
Right, right.
Here, I'll serve you a drink and give
bar,
me some
like bar booth.
Yeah. Bar booth. Have a drink and take something written.
This is like this, yeah, this is like box that goes over me and one other person. There's a curtain in there. They walk in, it's a tiny little bar. And they just get like a scotch.
You know, or Tej, maybe.
Or Tej, or like two selections. You know? Backpack,
scotch
backpack that's carried, two tankards. And then like we shoot the shit and I write something. They go on here. It's like you're carrying around this fucking shack. It's good though. Carbohydrates. Oh, canned fruit. You mentioned canned fruit.
Yeah, canned or jarred fruit. I usually bring jarred fruit. And you it's like it's hot and you open it up and you're like drinking you're drinking the juice, you're eating the fruit, right? And then at the end you have like a cup. And say your cup's missing or dirty, and then all of a sudden you have a cup and the lid closes too. So
right.
You take something to go even, which is like a whole nother level.
That's
so it's
cool.
Like the jarred fruit thing acts as
another function.
And then also if you eat all the peaches, say, and there's like an inch of juice, you could say fill the rest of it with, say, a white wine. And then shake it up with an ice cube, and then get on your bike and see what happens. You know,
use it as rocket fuel.
Use it as power your generator.
Recording equipment—that's a tough one.
Well, basically, this device here—we've got the bike loader set up here, and the two phones. This will probably be how we operate.
You know what? I think I can get a pickup for my acoustic.
Okay.
One of my bandmates has one. I'd probably borrow it.
How do we power it?
We need a generator and an amp.
See, we need a generator. I have an amp.
How much is a generator to rent? A couple hundred? 100?
Just look up online. Fucking cheapest generator possible.
It's recording right now, but yeah.
It'll work.
I mean, you would need a gas-powered generator.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because a car battery generator wouldn't give you the wattage that you need.
Cheapest generator. Okay, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, one of those things?
$169. That's what I'm talking about.
And then gas.
Yeah.
Full tank of gas is like $40 for me.
Well, we have to also buy gas cans, like a 5-gallon can.
Uh-huh.
And we go like
gas.
It's 1800 watts, right? Oh my god, yeah. So there's 15 reviews, it's got 4 stars.
How many watts?
1800.
Alright.
That's enough.
It's more than enough, yeah.
So, It's a 1.45 gallon tank, and I'm trying to figure out what's the gallons per hour, because they have a gallons per hour rating. And whoa! There's a 1,000 watt one for $104.
I mean, all we need is what, 250 watts?
No, because my QSC is 400. And then anything on top of that, lights, we love.
What's the QSC? Your
400 watt amp. No, no, it's not the guitar. That's the.
That's the PA?
That's the PA.
Well, that's all we need. We just run the acoustic through that.
We have the mixer into that. We run bass into that. We run guitar even. It would be a little weird, but we could.
Yeah.
We use a pedal. We use a distortion pedal.
Right. You can easily run the acoustic through the PA. That would be perfect. With live drums?
With live drums.
That would totally work. So $104?
$104!
Look.
You have one and
okay.
But the thing is, dude, if we're gonna bring that, I would chip in for more gas and we could bring a refrigerator. And then fuck ice and dry ice. It's just like a refrigerator.
Right. We just need to bring a lot of gas.
We measure it.
One and a half gallon tank, so it's say.
Well, this one's even smaller. And it's like,
it tells you.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to find out. It's like,
I guess it depends on your wattage, but it'll be 400 watts. That's it.
And then at night, if we are charging, the thing is, if we spent more money, we had like batteries and stuff, we could like run lights with an inverter. But then that's spending a bunch more money without the
fuel. You could just run that off your car battery. I mean, you could just fill the. You could use R2 batteries.
You can just buy
a car battery and run a 9-volt socket off that, and then just run your battery. That's like $30.
Shit.
But yeah, you could run it off your car battery too.
But here's the one's 130.
Lights, I mean.
Ooh, 400 watt. Youch. That's just too close.
That's too close.
No,
that's
not the jump starter. That's not a generator. Never mind. That's not it.
That's cutting it way too close.
So,
401.
What I was trying to do is, I was trying to look for the gallons per hour. It usually says, 0.5, point something gallons per hour. But you look that up, and then it tells you. It's maybe like a quarter gallon an hour, maybe a tenth a gallon per hour. I don't actually even know.
So 7 days.
So if you had 1 gallon, you could do 4 hours of power. If you had 5 gallons.
And it's going to be running continuously because of the fridge. Unless
there's no fridge, you just did lights.
Well, you could also put a fucking timer switch on the outlet.
Totally.
And regulate everything that way.
Yeah, you could have it like click
switches
on
off for an hour.
And then it would run and then click off. Yeah, we could set that up. I mean, we could.
Be easy to do. Super easy to do. Dial in some settings the first day based on some estimates. And then after that, fine tune it and figure out, write down what our formula is.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that'd be a cool experiment. It's very much a place to run experiments, isn't it?
It very much is. I mean, and it's a place to set things on fire, too. So if you want to set things on fire, this is the place.
What if I want to set a man on fire? Can I burn a man?
Right? You can. I believe that is an option. I think there's a group doing that.
Mm. Da Vinci's Workshop is this year's...
That's right.
...theme, right?
Uh-huh.
And what's that... desktop you have? You have the desktop of the current, like the a current pagoda temple
yes.
thing?
So the current temple is my desktop image, yeah, at the moment.
And it's a huge wooden...
It's a gigantic wooden temple, and usually they're just these beautiful ornate structures. The whole week, people write messages, carve messages, leave pictures, leave poems and writings. It's a sacredly quiet place.
Yeah. And then it just all goes up in flames.
Hmm?
It all goes up in flames.
Yeah. It burns. And everyone's quiet while it's burning.
Mm-hmm.
But when the man burns, everyone's screaming and yelling. There's loud music.
So it's two burns.
Yes. Well, there's way more than two, but there's two huge burns.
Are they on the same day? Or
no. They're 2 days apart, which is nice.
Oh, okay. Is the second one on the last day or?
Sunday.
Okay. Sunday night.
Mm.
All right.
So, what else we got here?
10 bombers. Drugs. Oh, chapstick.
Chapstick. Baby wipes. Did you get that?
Oh, baby wipes.
And if you feel saucy, you can do something like I do. And it's this. I have a 7-gallon solar shower.
Oh.
And I have a painted black kiddie pool.
Okay, right.
And so you stand in the kiddie pool and use the solar shower. And you can bathe. And it can evaporate like 2 people's shower a day. Basically. It's like good for like a couple.
Right.
And there are, I mean, it can do a little bit more than that sometimes, but it depends on, like, if it's super dark from all the dust, it doesn't evaporate as quickly because it's, like, not as directly hot and stuff.
That's why it's black.
Yeah. We paint it black so it evaporates, and it's ridged and stuff, and it works pretty well. That is a cool thing.
That is cool. Yeah, I'll probably definitely use that.
Yeah.
That and, like, fresh socks.
Yeah.
To me, that's like, just give me fresh socks. Doesn't matter. I can sleep without in the open. Fully nude as long as I have fresh socks. You know, water too. But the idea of fresh socks is very comforting to me. You know? It's like such a, it really is a luxury. And it's such a compact, simple luxury.
Yeah.
Oh, lights.
Headlamp. Bike lights, backpack lights, jacket lights.
Just buy a bunch of strings of LEDs. I think that's enough to work.
Yeah, that's still on our list.
You could market like a Burning Man jacket.
Yeah, I think I could market a Burning Man pack. Like a shipping container that was like Burning Man ready.
Okay. Like a room.
Like a room.
That was everything packed, you need.
Everything you need inside of it that would like fit in your blah blah blah, you know.
And just tow it, yeah.
That'd be cool.
If you could have it just fold out, then you don't really need to concern yourself with interior space. You have like, you know, flaps that come out and build those.
Mm-hmm. Like a tent trailer, basically.
Yeah. And then the main part of the trailer is like kitchen on one side, and then it's something else on the other. Shower on the other. Huh. Underwear for each day?
Yeah, underwear and socks for each day. Good idea. So the tent how are you going to do tent inside a tent?
I'd have to get another tent.
Yeah. Well, I've got a small tent.
And I've got
a very big tent, but the very big tent has a totally open roof. So it's very, like, dust.
I could also sleep in the van.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a good idea.
Sleeping pad, sleeping bag.
Especially if we can build that table beforehand.
That'd be great.
Even hammock from your fucking anchors.
Yeah.
In the tent or in the van, dude.
In
that
van,
would be
yeah,
the best.
Hammock in the van.
Because you know you have like weather stripping. You know, little breaks.
You use like duct tape to tape the
yeah,
windows.
Yeah, yeah, everything except for the door that you use, you know.
It's cool. Makes you want to get like spotlights on the front of my van or something.
But you hardly even ready. Use the van at all when you're there. Like you
right.
can't drive it.
Right, right, right.
And you can't move it. I mean, you can move it, but you can't like.
You can't just drive it around.
Right. It has to be a mutant vehicle. Yeah. It's not a mutant vehicle. You can't just drive it.
Right.
Huh. I mean, you could bring the deck, but it's too late to register. Maybe you can register there. You could.
You get vehicle passes at the box office?
Yes.
So I got to bring like $400 to them.
They actually want you to use Visa or MasterCard.
Oh, okay.
It's, they're like, you can use cash, but we prefer to use card.
So I just need a credit card and a license.
Yeah. And if you want some ice, some cash.
Mm-hmm. Cash only? Ice?
Cash only.
Huh.
So, yeah, we all get to do that.
That's cool. Do you have any summary thoughts or parting shots about Burning Man?
Summary thoughts are, obviously, we've talked about this a lot, and you can tell that it's very near and dear to me. It's very, like, spiritual, and I think it's...
Thank you.
I think it's cool to talk about and cool to share, and I'm such an advocate. It has things that are challenging about it, but it seems quite worth it.
That's part of the reward is the challenge.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Cool. Thanks for sharing your knowledge.
You're welcome.
Thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, folks. Thanks to Final Quote.